The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Alumni Ventures. Invest with confidence. Discover the power of venture investing with Alumni Ventures, America's largest venture firm for individual investors. Learn more at av.vc.
Hi, before we get started, I just wanted to let you know about a live event we're hosting next Monday, April 22nd in New York City. It's a conversation with the one and only Scott Galloway, NYU business professor, irreverent podcast host, and author of the new book, The Algebra of Wealth, A Simple Formula for Financial Security. If you'd like to join us at BetaWorks in the Meatpacking District to have a cocktail, get a signed book, and hear Scott's intel on how you can boost your bank account, go to nextbigideaclub.com/events and use the code podcast to get a 50% discount. Now on with the show.
LinkedIn presents.
Anxiety. What an opportunity. We all have anxiety, and the stories our anxieties tell can, let's admit it, be incredibly creative. Everyone has untold scores of stories within them. It just takes a little courage and practice to know how to share them.
Hi, this is the Next Big Idea Daily. I'm your host, Michael Kovnat, and I've got a question. Do you know where you're heading, what you're aiming at in life? Do you have a sense of your own goals and direction that keeps you on course despite the push and pull of modern life? If you could use a little guidance, you might be interested in a book called Which Way is North? A Creative Compass for Makers, Marketers, and Mystics by Will Cady. Will is a creative strategist, consultant, speaker, and marketer. He's currently Reddit's global brand ambassador and founding head of Reddit's Karma Lab creative strategy team. Here he is with the big ideas from his book.
Anxiety is creativity, ready to be transmuted. These are incredibly anxious times. We're all feeling it. This implies that the prevalence of anxiety today doesn't mean something is wrong with us. It means there's something for us to do. Anxiety is stagnant energy. That energy wants to be put into motion. Energy in motion becomes emotion. It's the catharsis we crave. We yearn for the emotional release of converting stuck anxiety into a moving story. The first of the memoir, In Which Way is North, recounts a sunset sit I had with a Zen master who held my hand to his throat so I could feel his cancer. I was only 18, and had never confronted such a terror before, let alone feel it with my own hands. Behind fear, he told me, is excitement. All emotions are energies that carry a story. The Zen mind simply observes them. My artist's mind sees them as invitations to outer action or inner resolution. I had been studying music making at Berklee College, learning everything about how to play an instrument, but I was struggling to figure out how to write a song. There in that zendo, I learned where to look to find an idea. Anxiety. What an opportunity. We all have anxiety, and the stories our anxieties tell can, let's admit it, be incredibly creative. Everyone has untold scores of stories within them. It just takes a little courage and practice to know how to share them. Meditation is a creative tool. Many meditation systems insist that people quiet their minds, but let's be real, that is difficult to do. And so a lot of people quit meditation before they even really begin. What if there was a meditation system that didn't tell you to avoid your thoughts, but instead invited you to engage with them? How might treating the mind not as a sky meant to be empty of clouds, but as a sandbox full of curiosities to play with help you get started with a meditation practice? That is what the Seven Direction System promises and is designed to do. It is not a tool for escaping this world to find enlightenment. It is a tool for bringing enlightenment into it through creativity. Each of the seven directions are associated with a question. What is in front of you? What is behind you? What do you rest upon beneath you? What shines upon you above you? What do you receive to your left? What do you give to your right? And what is in your heart? In the center. These are strategically open-ended questions designed to initiate a dialogue between your conscious self and your unconscious self. Your conscious self asks, your unconscious self answers. The practice utilizes active imagination and active breathing to explore each of these directions and their questions, as well as the answers they bring in the unique language of your unconscious. Inner sight, inner sound, smell, sensation. Taken as a practice, the seven directions helps break down an anxious feeling to something more precise. Rather than being an ambiguous, dominating feeling larger than life, meditating through the directions helps you to triangulate where the anxiety is coming from and what story it brings. Is it in front of you? Huh. Perhaps it's that dinner you scheduled tomorrow. What is the story the anxiety telling? What are you going to do about it? Let it go? Or make something of it? Now, you are bigger than the anxiety, and the anxiety is, in fact, serving you, giving you energy, not taking it away. Curiosities are the key. Curiosity is a state of mind, yes, but it is also a noun. There's the curiosity you have and the curiosities you find. Train your mind to always be looking. Start inward first. With practice, meditations like the seven directions will help you familiarize yourself with your own internal language. You'll develop a familiarity with the typical sort of thoughts, sensations, and experiences that populate the crossroads of your inner world where your conscious self and unconscious self meet. But eventually, inevitably, you'll encounter something strange that doesn't quite make sense or isn't usually there. Something curious. These are the threads of genius that dangle where only those who know how to look for them can see. Pull on those threads, and you just might be drawn to something extraordinary. I call them curiosities, little aberrations of signal that seem just a little bit out of place. Mystics look for curiosities in their dreams and visions to travel the multiverse. Marketers look for curiosities in culture to identify incoming trends, a new color popping up in a city's fashion, a recurring word or phrase that different people suddenly start saying, a strange new meme that appears across social media feeds, or the striking popularity of a humble folk song. These are all indicators of a story ready to be told and an anxious energy brewing in culture. Something in people wants to move. Something in people is curious. Curiosities are kernels of creative information awaiting your discovery. It takes a trained eye to see them and to follow where they lead. So train. The seven direction system of Which Way Is North is a practice for developing those muscles. Eyes closed, you work with spotting the curiosities of your inner world like lifting weights in a gym. Eyes open, you will find that the strength this practice gives you will help you see your outer world in a whole new light, full of insight and possibility. There's a brain in your heart, and the time to use it is now. How smart can you be with feelings? There are roughly 40,000 ganglion neurons in your heart, enough capable of holding memories. Memories of what? Rhythms for how your heart beats, which in turn carry information on how to feel. Recent studies published in 2023 in the journal Psychophysiology by psychologists at Cornell University have shown that our heartbeat may alter our perception of time. I experienced this in 2002 in a rehearsal room while practicing a difficult piece of music to a metronome. Focusing intently on the fast tempo of the piece I was playing, I noticed a curiosity. To my perception, the time between the beats of my heart was more consistent than the beats of the metronome, which seemed to be inconsistent and full of change as I played. As I explored deeper into this curiosity of the shifting dynamics between my pulse and my sense of time, I began to realize that each of my heartbeats also carried a feeling, and that a feeling can be described as a way of experiencing time. Grooves in the heart, I laughed when I recalled what my music teacher would always say. It wasn't a metaphor. As I grew older and my practices in art and meditation deepened, I began to see that archetypes correlated best with these feelings, each with their own musical signature in my heartbeat, each with their own way of experiencing time. A firm and fast heartbeat for the hero, a slow and patient heartbeat for the sage, a fluttering heartbeat for the lover. They each embody an entire way of experiencing the world and became my inner vocabulary for creating art and my life. This is the intelligence of the heart, described from the inside out. This is the intelligence that you access in the depths of meditation. This is the intelligence that holds certainty even amongst the most profound of change. This is the music that holds people together. The mind thinks, the heart knows. Feelings are primary to the facts we select to explain them. Walk the path from out of your head and into your heart. Find your voice in between.
Thank you, Will. All right, everyone, you can get a copy of Will's book, Which Way is North? A Creative Compass for Makers, Marketers, and Mystics at your favorite bookstore. That does it for us this week. These episodes were written by me, Michael Kovnat, and edited by Caleb Bissinger. The Next Big Idea Daily is part of the LinkedIn Podcast Network. We'll be back Monday with some of our favorite authors sharing their big ideas. See you then.